This goes to Dr. David Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Marzella, Marzella, Hoard, Hoard, date of birth 11/1/1937. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a consultation for Mrs. Hoard, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. She has a history of a left breast carcinoma that required radiation and then a lumpectomy about 2002. There's been no recurrence to anybody's knowledge. She's also being followed for a lung nodule that has not progressed in size since it was discovered. She is a widow, and she currently is residing at Arbor Grove Assisted Living Facility, and two of her daughters are present for this consultation today. She has had a lot of current problems with facial skin cancers, and she required a recent removal of basal cell carcinoma from her upper lip last year. She's got a few more spots that are suspicious currently. She has had some recent illnesses. Back in June of 2022, she had a very severe cellulitis of the lower extremity, one of her lower legs, and she developed sepsis. And at that time, her creatinine level increased to 1.43 with estimated GFR of 36. After receiving IV fluid and treatment for sepsis, her creatinine improved to 1.08. Estimated GFR was 50. And then again, May 3rd of this year, she was ill and required an emergency room visit in Elma, and creatinine was elevated at that time to 1.8 with estimated GFR of 27. She was treated with antibiotics, and then the creatinine was repeated on May 9th, and that is back to baseline at 1.29. Estimated GFR is 41. She is feeling much better, but she does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and some scabs are on the lower legs currently. She seems to bleed very easily and then develop sores and scabs when she bumps into furniture and other things. She currently denies dizziness or headaches, no recent falls, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have asthma and occasionally has wheezing and non-productive cough, but none since she recovered from the pneumonia earlier this month. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have severe neuropathy of the lower extremities, idiopathic in nature. She has chronic urinary incontinence and does wear Depends. She does have generalized arthritis of lower extremities and restless leg syndrome with insomnia. Urine is clear, reportedly, without foul odor or visible blood. I mean, she does have the chronic edema of the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, restless leg syndrome, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, left breast carcinoma requiring radiation in 2000, no recurrence, lung nodule that is being followed, COPD, chronic urinary incontinence, idiopathic neuropathy. She is hard of hearing and has glaucoma. Past surgical history, she's had an appendectomy, the left breast lumpectomy in 2002, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, DNC, hysterectomy, tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, and then recent removal of basal cell carcinoma from her upper lip in 2022. Social history, the patient quit smoking in 1986. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and now lives at Arbor Grove Assisted Living Facility. Family history is significant for stroke, hypertension, COPD, migraine headaches, asthma, and colon cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa. Medications, she takes Tylenol 500 milligram, one every 6 hours as needed. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Diltiazem, 240 milligram extended release daily. Lasix, 40 milligram daily as needed for edema. Gabapentin is 300 milligram, two tablets twice a day. Xalatin, it's X-A-L-A-T-A-N, one drop to each eye at bedtime. Synthroid, 150 microgram daily. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Antivert, 25 milligram up to four times a day as needed for dizziness. Multivitamin daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram once daily. A stool softener as needed for constipation. Pravacol, 40 milligram daily. Requip, 1 milligram at bedtime. Ambien, 5 milligram daily at bedtime. Physical examination, height is 67 inches, weight 174 pounds, pulse 86, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a few inspiratory wheezes that clear with cough. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, she's got 1 to 2+ edema of both lower extremities. Several scabs are noted. Both legs are very erythematous. She's got decreased sensation in both feet and ankles bilaterally to cold and sharp touch. Labs and diagnostic studies, as previously stated, creatinine level 1.29 was most recent level checked. Estimated GFR was back to baseline at 41. 5-3-23 with the pneumonia and UTI, creatinine 1.8, estimated GFR 27. January 11th of this year, creatinine 1.4, GFR 37. June 20th, 22, creatinine 1.08, GFR 50. 6-17 of 2022, creatinine 1.43, GFR 36. August 5th, 2021, creatinine 0.95, GFR 59. 3-12-2020, creatinine 1.19, GFR 46. 12-19-2019, creatinine 1.21, GFR 45. And 5-3-2023, sodium was 136, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 30, albumin 4.4, calcium is 8.8. A CRP was elevated at 4.1. Liver enzymes were normal. Pro-BNP is elevated at 1,940. COVID-19 rapid test was negative. Troponin levels were normal. Her hemoglobin is 11.8 with normal white counts, normal platelets. Urinalysis 124 of 23, negative for blood, negative for protein. We have a CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast done in the ER 5-3-2023. She does still have the 9-millimeter uncalcified lingular nodule that they have been watching. And kidneys and bladder were unremarkable without hydronephrosis, stones, or masses noted. She also had an echocardiogram done June 20th, 2022, which actually looked very good. The ejection fraction was 65 to 70, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction in the left ventricle. Mitral valve leaflets were somewhat thickened, and she had mild aortic regurgitation. And she had mildly elevated right ventricular systolic pressure, approximately 35.2. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She's had some random fluctuations with infection, and they do resolve to normal within less than a week, usually. So we're not especially worried about the fluctuations. We suspect the chronic kidney disease is secondary to a longstanding hypertension and the chronic edema, also medications. We are hoping the people at the Arbor Grove Assisted Living Facility could check blood pressure at least once daily. If she remains 130 over 60 or less, we are hoping that the low-dose lisinopril could be discontinued. It's just 2.5 milligram daily. It may not be necessary, and it may actually improve kidney function. All other medications could be continued without worry. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.